Mom and Dad.
Anything else people call them?
Well, a lot of them say father or mother.
And your father's father is your...
Well, he'd be my grandfather.
And his wife is your...
Grandmother.
What would you call them?
Grandparents.
I mean, if you were talking to them, what would you call them?
Normally, we always said grandpa. Mm-hmm. I don't know about grandma because I never did see neither one of them. But normally, kids say grandma.
And a name that a child's known by just in the family, you call that a...
Nickname.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
A baby carriage.
And you put the baby in your carriage and you go out and...
Well, you have a stroller too now.
Mm-hmm.
Which one you want? You have
one
a
that they can lie down in.
Well, both of them can lie down in. We had them at home. We had strollers they could lie down in. We had a baby carriage for the oldest one. He could lie down in. So you have baby carriage and stroller.
Okay. you put the baby in it and you go out and what?
And stroll with him. If you're going to use the stroller, you'd say, well, it would be strolling the baby. Or riding the baby. But we always said stroll.
When you the
carriage or ride the baby.
And if you had two children, you might have a son and a...
Daughter.
Or a boy and a...
Girl.
And...
Tell me something, right? Wait a minute now. What are you going to do with these words that I answered? I'm just curious.
Well,
are you going to see how you pronounce them?
Yeah, some of them.
Or if I applied the correct word
no.
to your train of thought,
no,
would you?
No, it has nothing to do with applying the correct word. It's just
pronunciation. Pronunciation?
The girl.
Well, what do you do if you happen to interview a tongue-tied fellow?
Well, I try not to interview something like that. Say if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob
has,
in 1 year, Bob what?
Bob has grown. Sugar, we ought to cut it off.
Okay.
How many more days you think we'll make? Get down to another cigar hit too.
Okay. Say if a child's misbehaving, you tell him if you do that again, you're going to get a...
Spanking.
Anything else?
A flogging.
Okay.
Or a beating.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you say that he...
Favors.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior?
He takes after.
And if a woman was going to have a child, you'd say that she's...
Well, you say she's pregnant, slang word, she says she's been knocked up.
Okay. And if you don't have a doctor to deliver the baby...
You have a midwife.
And a child that's born to a woman that's not married is called...
Is illegitimate. Or a bastard. Or a bitch. Bitch is a girl, the bastard's a boy.
What about Woods Cove or Bush Child? Did you ever hear that?
That's the word comes out of from the natives. That's a term I know is used down in the South Pacific among the natives.
Which term is
the
that?
One you just said, whatever it was. What did you say just
Woods
now?
Bush child.
Bush child.
And your brother's son is called your...
Nephew.
And the child that's lost both parents is a...
Orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after the orphan is his legal...
Guardian.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this town is full of my...
Kinfolks.
And...
Or relatives, as you might say.
Well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
Not related.
And...
Or no relation is what you're leading into.
Okay. And the name of the mother of Jesus.
The name of the... Say that again?
The name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
Martha, I think.
And do you remember an old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
I sure don't. I'm not a musically inclined individual.
What do you call a male goat?
The male goat?
Or a nickname for William.
Oh, the old billy goat?
Okay.
And the nanny goat's the female.
And